welcome to a special mini episode of the Tax Chick podcast. I'm popping on today to talk about something that has been popping up for my clients and also my personal life over the last couple of weeks. And I thought I should podcast about this. I'm starting to try to be a bit more reactive in the way that I'm choosing my episodes. And today's episode is going to be on what I call pre-assessment reviews. So we're in the thick of tax season. As I'm recording this, there's only a couple of days left before the tax filings, personal tax filings are due for 2023 tax year. And as a result, a lot of people have already filed and a lot of people have already started to receive some initial communication from CRA. And I've noticed that this year, and I don't know if it's just the people I happen to be interacting with, but this year, it seems like there are more letters coming back from CRA before assessments are issued, asking for additional information. And so I find myself answering the same question over and over again. And I thought I would answer that question on the podcast today. So today's podcast episode is all about pre-assessment reviews, what they are, how you respond to them, and what some of the impacts are of those documents. Let's dive in. So last night I was at my mom's. I go and see her every week and kind of help her out with things around the house and just deal with some things and paperwork that she has. And she was all in a flutter because she had received a letter from Canada Revenue Agency asking her to submit some information before they were going to finalize her assessment. And so she handed it to me and she said, "We have to call the accountant. Like, I don't know what to do." And I said, "Well, mom, I mean, first of all, this is exactly what I do for a living. So we don't need to call the accountant. I can handle this for you. And two, it's not actually a big deal. We can respond to this really easily. We can get that all cleared up and then your assessment will go ahead." And I think that anytime any one of us receives, you know, one of those brown envelopes in the mail from CRA, or you receive an email saying that there is a new mail notification on your My account or your My Business account, it kind of makes the heart rate go up a little bit. And I mean, I do this for a living and it makes my heart rate go up a little bit because you just assume it's going to be something bad. And it's not always something bad. Sometimes it's just a request for information, and that's what these pre-assessment review documents are. If we think about how tax returns are filed now versus the way we might have filed them, you know, 15, 20 years ago, tax returns largely are e-filed. So, you know, gone are the days where you used to go to the post office and pick up a paper copy of your income tax return. My dad and I used to do that every year. We'd pick up, you know, paper copy and you'd sit at the dining room table and you'd fill it all out by hand. And then you'd send it in by courier or by mail, or you'd walk down to the tax services office, because we used to have one here in Saskatoon, and you'd hand it to the nice lady behind the counter and they'd date stamp it and confirm that they received it. And when you used to paper file your return, you would give all of your supporting documents with your return. So you would give all of your slips, your T4 slips, your T5 slips, your T3 slips. You would give your donation receipts. You would give anything that you're receiving that is proving a number that is in your tax return. And so it was not very often that you'd receive a request for additional information because the information was already attached as part of your tax return. And my parents used to be kind of panicked about this, I remember, when I was growing up. And so my dad would always keep a full copy of exactly what he had submitted to CRA. So just in case someone phoned, he had a copy of all the slips and everything else he'd submitted. Well, fast forward to today, where the vast majority of returns are filed through some sort of electronic system. And if you're filing with an accountant, it's probably going to be e-filed. And those filings typically don't include the attached supporting documentation, because there's no ability within the system to do that. You simply file the return. If CRA wants to see proof, they come to you and they ask for the proof. And so as a result, it's very important that when you give your stuff to your accountant, if you're having someone else do your return, that you keep some record of the stuff that you sent. And it's also really important that when your accountant gives you a draft of your tax return or sits down with you to have review and approval of your tax return, that you actually look at the content of it and make sure it matches the information that you gave. Because what should happen is, if when you receive one of these requests for additional information, it should be very much an easy process where you simply go and you grab that supporting documentation and you upload it and you're done. But if you didn't have the documentation to begin with, or if you were missing some of it, or if you're not quite sure what went into it, it starts to become a bit more of a difficult process. as a taxpayer, CRA has taken the position, and the courts have taken the position too, that you're responsible when you sign a tax return, you're responsible for saying that the content is correct. And it's kind of a weird thing because, you know, we think about how, well, we hire someone to help us file our taxes because we don't know how to do it ourselves. And so then can't we rely on that person? Why is it that we still have this responsibility? Unfortunately, that's not the way that the courts have looked at it or the way that CRA has looked at it. And so when you're sending off your tax return for review, you know, if you're going to H&R Block, if you're using TurboTax, if you're using an accountant, you want to have a double check of those numbers and you want to make sure that, you know, there's always human error that can happen, right? You can flip numbers, you can miss something, but you want to generally know what's in your tax return, know why you owe money or know why you're getting a refund, and feel confident that when you sign that document, the content is as accurate as you understand it to be. When your tax return gets filed, it goes to Canada Revenue Agency headquarters, which is in Ontario, and it goes to their processing department to be processed. And then there's a notice of assessment that's issued. And the notice of assessment basically says that the system has reviewed the tax return that you filed, and they've decided to assess a certain amount of tax or penalties, interest, refund, whatever the numbers end up being. And then you'll receive a formal document called a notice of assessment. And that's the document that you take a peek at, because if you don't agree with what's in that document, you have a period of time in which you can appeal or disagree with it. But before you get that notice of assessment, sometimes CRA wants a little bit more information so that they can double check or confirm the accuracy of certain numbers in your tax return before they go ahead and issue a reassessment. And so in that case, you might receive a letter from a place called the pre-assessment review section of CRA. And typically it's signed by an individual. It'll have in a subject line, you know, for example, the one I'm seeing is 2023 income tax and benefit return. Or if you have a trust and you filed a tax return for your trust or a schedule for your trust, you might see a reline that talks about your trust and whatever schedule. And the letter will set out a reference number in the top right-hand corner. And that reference number is really important because if you're going to file a response through your My Account or your My Business account, you have to use that reference number to make sure that the right person sees that you've actually uploaded a response. So that's a pretty important number. What you want to do when you receive one of these letters is take a deep breath and then read it. So most of the letters are saying, you know, hey, we received your return for processing, and we would like to have some clarification from you on the following line item. So for example, the ones I've seen a lot lately are confirmation of charitable donations. And so they'll reproduce in the content of the letter, you know, line whatever, allowable charitable donations, and they'll put a number in the corner that was claimed. And then they'll say to you, can you please provide the support for your claim? And so in that case, you must have charitable donation receipts. You probably gave those to your accountant, and that's what formed the Schedule 9 that they went and filed with CRA. So here's what you do. Step one, you go and you grab the copy of your tax return because you would have gotten a copy from your accountant when they filed it. And you scroll down and you find the section or the line or the schedule that CRA is talking about. And then you look and see, is the number on the tax return, does it match what's on CRA's letter? That's starting point number one. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes CRA makes a mistake. So you want to see if the number matches. If the number matches, then you know all you have to do is provide the support for that number. And if it's a charitable donation request, for example, you just want to provide copies of all of those charitable donation receipts that led to that particular number. If it's certain expenses that you're claiming, like home office expenses or medical expenses, you'll want to provide the documents that led to that number. If it's dividend income that you received, you'll want to provide the slip that supports the dividend income. You may have to also provide the director's resolution that confirms the dividend was paid. Whatever documents you have that support that final number, that's what you're going to provide. And then my suggestion for every single time you're providing something to Canada Revenue Agency is you create a covering letter. And the covering letter will have in the reline the exact same subject that they have on their letter. And it'll also include in the reline the reference number, this very important number that connects your submission to the right person to be able to review it. And then in the content of the letter, you're going to say, you know, I have received your letter of X date asking for the following information. I am now providing the following things to you. And then you list out exactly what you're providing. And then you indicate on the letter if you are mailing this in, if you're faxing it in, are you doing an electronic filing? Just so you have a record later, or your accountant this way can have a record of whatever it is that you submitted. And then you want to grab your supporting documentation, make sure it does work and matches the number in the document. And the easiest way to do this is to submit it online. So if you go into your My Account, you'll see on the left-hand side, there's a column of options. One of the options is submit documents. If you touch that button, it'll say, hi, do you have a reference number? Yes, we do. We look in the top right-hand corner of this letter from CRA. We grab our reference number and we pop it in. And it will then say, yes, we recognize this reference number. And then it lets you upload documents. So you're going to upload your covering letter, which says exactly what it is that you're submitting. And then you're going to upload your supporting documents. And then you press submit. And it brings you to a page that gives you a confirmation of your submission. You want to take that page and you want to print it or PDF it or something so that you can see that you've actually submitted what you're supposed to submit. And then you wait. And if you're doing this online, you will receive an email shortly after from CRA saying, thank you so much for your submission. This has been sent to processing. And now they will review to see if they can issue your assessment. If you do this by fax or by mail, it'll take some time to get that confirmation. But it's very important to have some way of sending this that you can prove that you sent it, and also make sure that you have a full copy of exactly what you sent. So that's it. That's all that's involved in one of these pre-assessment reviews. It's nothing to get panicked about. You have the documentation somewhere because you probably gave it to your accountant in order to allow them to fill in that number. If you need some help in responding, your accountant can help you. But if you're listening to this in the last couple of days of tax season, you might want to wait a couple of days to bug your accountant. There's usually a deadline to respond to these letters. So take a peek at the end of the letter to see what the deadline is. And usually they give you about 30 days. The key is that until you give the response, you're not going to get your assessment. So if you're waiting for a refund, or if you're trying to get this in within a certain period of time, the longer you wait to provide your response, the longer it will be till your return is assessed. So I hope that helps a little bit. If you happen to receive one of these letters, don't panic. You can very easily respond, but it's just super important to keep track of exactly what you've done and have a nice little package for yourself. So just in case CRA phones you or you have to provide that proof later, you know exactly what you've given. I hope that this helps. Quick note again that anything I say on this particular podcast episode is not legal advice. I do encourage you to receive your own legal advice and your own tax advice specific to your circumstance. However, I hope this is helpful. If there's other short topics that you'd like me to cover in the future, shoot me an email, thetaxchickpodcast@gmail.com, or send me a DM. Please follow me on Instagram at tax.chick. And check out a whole bunch of other resources I have about issues just like this, which are all available for free on my website at www.thetaxchick.ca. Happy end of tax season!